Welcome to 2020 Talks, where we track the 2020 elections in uncharted territory.
We are long overdue to break down the barriers that exist to accessing the ballot box, especially for people with current or prior felony convictions.
An estimated 5.2 million Americans can't vote in November, according to a new report from the Sentencing Project. And Black people are disproportionately impacted. Sakira Cook directs the Justice Program at the Leadership Conference for Civil Rights.
It should come as no surprise that a society that aggressively polices and incarcerates Black Americans at rates far greater than the rest of the population also disenfranchises Black Americans at far greater rates.
With 20 days to go, President Donald Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden have dueling town hall events tonight. Yesterday, NBC News faced criticism for scheduling one with Trump last minute after the president pulled out of the original debate in Miami. Trump objected when his recent COVID diagnosis led the debate commission to move the event online. Biden went forward on his own. Yesterday, Trump rallied supporters in Iowa, a state he won by almost 10 points in 2016. But recent polling shows him tied with Biden there. Jeff Link is with nonprofit Focus on Rural America.
The upper Midwest, the heartland, the grain belt was supposed to be a place where Trump would plant his flag in this election cycle. And he's having a very tough time defending states that he won.
Tomorrow, he's visiting Georgia, a rare campaign stop for a Republican this close to Election Day. But a new Quinnipiac poll shows Biden up 6 points in Georgia. Other recent polls show a smaller margin, but any lead is significant. The state has voted Republican for president almost 30 years. Georgia's also becoming younger and more diverse. Jerry Gonzalez with the Georgia Association for Latino Elected Officials says Georgia had about 10,000 Latino voters when his organization launched 17 years ago, and now there are around 250,000.
The Latino electorate right now has the power to be able to decide a competitive statewide race. And many of the races here in Georgia are competitive, from president to U.S. Senate to sheriff's races to Congress.
President Trump tweeted support for the California Republican Party, which has so far refused to remove over 50 illegal ballot drop boxes they installed, falsely labeled, quote, official.
Misleading voters is wrong, regardless of who's doing it. Political parties and campaigns can engage in get-out-the-vote efforts, but they cannot violate state law.
California Secretary of State Alex Padilla issued a cease-and-desist order jointly with the California Justice Department, which goes into effect today. It's not clear what will happen to any ballots left inside. California allows people to deliver ballots for others, but the deliverers must sign them. Officials believe the whole exercise is an effort to undermine citizens' trust in the election process. State Attorney General Javier Becerra instructed Californians to, quote, obey the law, not politicians. From Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Lily Bulkey. Thanks for listening.